One of my joys as a pastor was teaching first graders. And I can recall one day when I went to teach them about baptism and the words that are used at a baptism. I told them, I said, when you were baptized, he said, the deacon or the priest said the following words, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And I explained to them, it's the little word that is most important. And so we zeroed in on the word in. Now, how do you get that concept across to first graders? You know, the importance of in. Well, I would stand in the doorway just inside of the classroom, and then I would ask them, I said, now, am I in the room or out of the room? Well, the 20 voices in one resounding would say, yes, Father, you're in the room. I would say, are you sure that I'm in the room? Yes, Father, you are in the room. Then I would step out, and I'd be in the hall just outside of the room. And I would say, am I in the room now, or am I out of the room? Father, you're out of the room. I said, are you sure that I'm out of the room? Yes, Father, you are out of the room. I said, well, that's how you and I are in God. We're in the presence of God. Now, how do you make sense with that with first graders? Well, you tell them a little story about a little fish who one day decided that he was going to go look for the ocean. And so he starts swimming along, and he encountered another fish who said, what are you doing? The little fish said, I'm in search of the ocean. And he kept on journeying along. And finally, another fish asked him, what are you looking for? And he said, I'm looking for the ocean. And then he swam a little further. And finally, there was another fish that approached him and said, what are you looking for? The little fish says, I'm looking for the ocean. And the other fish said, you're in the ocean. That's how you explain to first graders that they're in God's presence, because God's presence is all around. So, how do you search for God's when God's presence is all around you? That's a good question to ask. You know, one of the Eucharistic prayers that we use, you know, really captures that whole sense of being in God's presence, being in the presence of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And it simply goes like this. In God, we live and move and have our being. I like that. In God, we live and move and have our being. So, you and I, we're plunged into a relationship that exists between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And there is where you and I are, in the midst of that relationship, in the presence of God. But you know, it's kind of hard to wrap our minds around that and try to visualize what that's like. But I think sometimes, and probably more often, it's our sinfulness and our shortcomings that kind of blur our vision, or at least blur our understanding that we are in God. In the second Eucharistic prayer I'll be using this morning, there's a powerful part that follows the consecration. A little sideline. I encourage you to pray with the Eucharistic prayers. Meditate on them. They're very powerful prayers. And there's much that they contained. And you have 10 of them. So you have enough for a whole entire year. to pray and to meditate upon. But in the Eucharistic prayer number two, we say the following. We offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Powerful. You know, God finding us worthy and God holding us in his presence so that we can minister to God. So, it's not our sinfulness or shortcomings that's going to diminish all of that. It does blur the vision or our understanding. But God wants us. And God looks at us, at every one of us here this morning, and finds us worthy. Worthy to be held by God, to minister to God. How do we do that? We simply minister to one another. That's how we minister to God. And we do that by trying to live more in the moment now. Because that's where God is, in the moment now. God's not in the past. God's not in the future. God is always present in the now. So it's in the now where God considers us worthy. It's in the now where God is holding us, where God is asking us to minister to him. So the challenge for us today is simply to empty ourselves out of all that is not of God. And when we do that, and it doesn't happen all at once, it's a process. And I think it's a lifetime process. But when we do that, what happens is that God becomes more reachable to us. That God becomes more present to us. And when we can live from that reality, then our actions will always speak to a world that needs to hear the presence of God. You and I can accomplish that. All that we have to do for that to happen is simply to do what the Blessed Mother did. Just tell God, yes, yeah, yes, God, we'll do that. We'll reflect your presence in our world. Thank you.